PM and today is the 19th of June 2019. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Childress Veterans Commission. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Jennifer?
Here.
Bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Jose?
Here.
David?
Here.
Maria?
Here.
Patricia?
Here.
And Mark?
Here.
And Captain?
Present.
Let the council go.
Full house today, yes.
What, did everybody get that?
Yeah.
I did, I brought it.
Patricia was like, oh no, I'm sorry.
All right, before we get started, I'd like to apologize ahead of time. I'll have to leave a little bit early today. I have to run out to the airport and pick up my daughter and granddaughter who's been delayed in Chicago from Virginia, who's flying to meet me and move in ever for the first time. So this has been multiple years in the progress to try to get her moved out here. So I'll be stepping out. We'll be there about 7:02, so I'll be a little early.
Don't be late. Good luck.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going forward here. We don't have a whole lot, I don't think, on here. Start with approval of minutes. Have you had a chance to read it? If so, we have a motion.
So moved.
My second.
All right, first and second. Any other discussion at all? Nope. All right, all in favor of approving minutes?
All right,
that's approved. No public comments over here. All right, let's go down to action items. First one, Commissioner Mueller, Jennifer, and Bobbitt, absent from the April meeting.
And I apologize, I didn't put you down for that one. I saw
keep
May.
Forgetting me.
Oh, God, I'm slipping, what can I say?
I'm still limbo.
Denied.
I would like to ask folks what their choice was.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start with me.
That's okay. True.
I just had my baby, my baby
girl. Congratulations.
So it's my first child, and I just returned to actually work last week. It's my wonderful experience, and I just wanted to be there, you know, be with my child, and be with the family.
Sound like a bad excuse.
What's her name?
Mila.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's beautiful. It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Picture?
So awesome. Yeah, actually.
Oh, I don't know.
Big girl.
One and then
Wynn, where were you?
I was cruising, studying Veterans Affairs in Germany.
Aww.
In
oh my
Europe,
god.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I move we approve both A and B absences.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right.
Look at all the hair.
Yeah, I remember those days. Cherish those.
Oh, yeah.
For the drive and walk.
I just had a high school graduate, so. And two girls, so I have one more year. No more hair for you.
Look at that.
Yeah, I ain't got no hair. So. No, you won't have it. I can see it'll grow if you want it to, but I had two daughters. I'll do that to you.
Are you going off to college?
Staying local.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you know what? That was April. Oh, shoot, we have another one here for May.
I said both A and
the
B.
Motion.
Oh, you did both? Okay.
Both A and B.
All right, cool. Sorry, you did say that. All right, going down to C, the Veterans Activities Report. Vice Chair Sears, update.
All right. Basically what I had last time, but I've added on at the bottom here. Pass these around, take one, and make 10 copies.
That's a really good motorcycle.
When I went to look for upcoming veterans events, there's, and you Google these, you get a whole bunch of stuff like that. So I thought, well, there's a couple of sites here where people can go in. If they want to see what's coming up, they kind of list them all. It's on the page two. It's links to upcoming veterans events and services. This is kind of handy to have. If you ever want, somebody asks, where can I get Veteran Services for Veterans. You can look on here and go and do one of these. And so that first one is upcoming events, and list a whole bunch of them. The 201 on San Diego is some resources that you can look up, both government and non-government for veterans. Mm-hmm. The last two are county links, mm-hmm. and they also list county veteran services, and then I found a Veterans Advisory Council for the county. Mm-hmm. At least it has a website. And you can go in and look on that, see what's going on, and please get contact for them. So that's my report. I'll probably fill in these things more as I get more information. What would you all like to see on it?
Veteran-related, the only I can think of. I think my old one had the homeless stuff on there, but...
Yeah, the homeless stats, statistics. Yeah, it did. I've broken down by, I think, different wars. Korean and Vietnam and that sort of thing.
And mostly I had that because...
Want me to add that to it? I don't think it changes a lot.
I mean, mostly I think I had it because I was told when I took over that it was something that got forwarded to the city council. I don't know if it's still being done.
I could certainly fill that in. I have the copy of your old one, and I can go look at that and add it on to this one. I'm trying to make this something that you guys could find useful, or at least mm-hmm. take home and maybe look at it somewhere.
Can we make a call and get contact information?
Well, some of these, when you call, there's no contact really for the VA center. If you call that number like that, you're going to get the VA center or the VA clinic, whoever's answering the phone at the time. But that's kind of the thing on there. What I'm trying to get is the contact for some of the auxiliary things, like the VFW and the DAV, and on the back, Fleet Reserve, American Legion. And as I track those down, I'll put those names in there. Here are the commanders of the unit. That's all, sir.
Thank you. D, city website update. Commissioner Larkin.
I didn't bring it up for everybody. I apologize because you're really dense, but this is some of the materials that we've been accumulating for our website. It's not Chula Vista specific, but I thought I'd bring it to all of you and you could take a look at what we're collecting, and we could, you know, if you want to make any recommendations or anything, you'd like me to provide URLs or...
Thank you.
Sorry, there's a lot of it. I can send the PDF to you, Claudia.
Oh, yes, please.
So great. You have everything, but we're rebuilding our website. And here, everybody's got one, yeah. Like I said, it's pretty dense. There's an awful lot of information on there. And it is citywide. But I'd be welcome to feedback or anything if we want to develop a resources page for our webpage up for the city. We can put this information in your collection, Mr. Sure. Great, great, maybe combo the two. Yeah, there's a lot of info, maybe too much.
Is there a link that just leads you to this?
Mm-hmm. I can send the URLs.
Give me that link, and I'll add it to the thing that are here. And then great. If anybody wants to look up mass amount of numbers.
Godspeed, yeah. Yeah, anything that you all think would be meaningful or worthwhile, I can definitely get the URLs. That's not a problem. I just wanted you to have something in your hand.
When you decide, we can do one of two things. We can update and put the URL on here, mm-hmm. or I can give all of this. If you give me the separate URL for this, mm-hmm. I can essentially give this to our web designer, our web manager.
Or we can do both.
Huh?
Or we can do both.
Well, I guess my point is we could easily have them just take the information here and just put this on a useful link and basically have a list of, like, these links to upcoming veterans events. Mm-hmm. My guess is that these are going to be continually updated with new events, right? So if you were to look on one today and then you were going to look on one 2 months from now, the new events would be there.
And that's why if we print those pages out like that, next month, they'll be different.
But if we put, so if we put down basically a list of the associations, so I, we can have her put it in there, Norma's pretty good. We can have her put basically a list of all of the South Bay, these resources that you've got here, as well as links to veterans events and services, which one of those would be, this is pretty comprehensive, would include this. And then that would be a links page on our website, and it would be there for.
We're basically building a reference.
Yeah.
Library.
It's a place for someone to go, and if they don't know where they're at the very least, they can click, it saves clicks, it's useful for people.
We're putting on our page, we're just kind of doing a build out on, you know, healthcare and, you know, community services, education, trying to do housing.
It's interesting, looking on the housing page here, the combination men and women, man and whatever. I've come to learn that one of the issues is whether they allow pets or not.
That is a big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it's if they have a mental health diagnosis with the pet service animal. A lot of them will, homeless providers will reject clients with pets, especially if they know they're not liability.
I know, I mean, a lot of the people who would like to go in a shelter and have pets don't want to leave their pet, you know.
Which kind of sucks, yeah.
We're doing a huge push at the college on housing insecurity, food and housing insecurity, it's a big focus for us right now. In fact, we just had a meeting with our foundation board 2 days ago, and we're planning a summit for fall and doing a survey of our student population, so it's like a really big deal for us right now.
Do you have a number of, how many veterans are enrolled at Southwestern College?
I know how many we're certifying benefit, for whom we're certifying benefits, there could be active duty or spouses are not included, that's right around 800.
It's a good network to tap into as far as folks in Southwestern know that.
Absolutely, and our Veteran Services VRC coordinator, who you'll meet next month if I can manage to check my email in timely fashion, is our referral for housing for our veterans, and I think he's really excited about, you've already met him, he and I came to one of your prior meetings, but he's looking forward to talking to you.
Because I think that's a way, when you have veterans that are enrolled in college, a lot of them don't even know about the access to healthcare.
Precisely.
So there's a way in which the city of Chula Vista or the whole South area can get them access to health benefits as far as, you know, navigating through the VA. A lot of folks are just lost through that process. So maybe that's where we can come in and maybe just facilitate, I don't know, just simple things, a class on how to do a CMP exam with the VA hospital.
We bring in resources and folks from the community all the time to our center, and then when you see our beautiful new Veterans Center, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
It has three separate areas, and it has an 11-station computer lab that can be used for classes. And then it also has a meeting room. It's really nice. So we hope to bring in all sorts of resources. We do have VA folks that come in. We have folks that are coming in from psychological counseling services from Careful Care. They're going to start in the fall. So it's going to be really, we have room now to do what we wanted to do. We're real excited.
Speaking of pets and service animals, an article in today's San Diego Union about service animals and pets.
Oh.
Some kid had a duck. And he wanted to declare it, you know, this service animal, but wasn't certified by anything like that. His landlord's trying to move the duck out.
We had a student with a really large duck, and he said it was a service animal.
Well, you can't just say it.
It had a duck.
Oddly enough, you can in some areas, like
yeah,
restaurants,
you're not allowed to ask.
Really?
The duck had a vest.
Yeah. This is my service gerbil, my service snake, this is my service bear.
You're a kid.
My service peacock.
I see the service horse.
You remember that in the news.
Yeah, this is my service.
Why can't you ask?
It's state law. Federal law, I think, actually. Or state. It's whatever it is, you're not allowed to ask. And they say this is your service animal. It doesn't have to have a vest. It doesn't have to be identified. And so,
this is my service alligator.
Call it what you will. Mm-hmm. My service lemur. I mean, it.
Well, the airlines are cracking down.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying. They're going to get sued, but it is what it is. So, it's either here or there.
It's self-certified. The animal is a service animal.
It makes me feel, well, my pets make me feel happy.
Mine wear a vest.
I go to them when my wife makes me angry. I just go and I find the dog or the cat.
It's all good.
I feel better.
One of my colleagues brought in her 145-pound Great Pyrenees to work today for a few minutes, and we were really happy while he was here.
There's a definite palliative benefit.
So all of Chula Vista is one homeless shelter.
What page
are you
on? Specifically for
page 8.
We're looking at all sorts of alternatives for housing. We're looking at on-campus housing options. We're looking at safe parking. Working with the community for Red Pulse, and we're getting really creative because the need is so great, so.
A lot of affordable housing under construction, let's see.
Jose, I have a couple things I'd like to bring up under new business, wherever you hit that.
All right, that's probably,
I as well.
Make sure comments. Hang on, you know what, sheesh, we don't have a new business section, do we?
We have no business.
All right, well, I guess we, no staff presentation stuff here, staff comments, I guess.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't have any comments, unless you guys have anything for me, the banners look like they were up and down appropriately, so I don't think anyone got to see them, so. That looks like that'll be going on moving forward, so.
Nice.
On to the next challenge.
Yay.
Wanna order more of them, do you think, or is that enough?
I don't know the answer to that,
I asked that also, because I know one of the sailors that was on with Fitzgerald was from Chula Vista. Or was it the McCain, one of the two?
So it would be, that would be the board's decision, or the commission's, excuse me, decision to decide.
I think there's a room, we wouldn't do it online.
I think there's, unfortunately, there's always room for expansion, it's probably the natural, I mean, it's just, it's unfortunate, but I think it's the reality. So it's just a matter of, you know, there are no funds for, so however you guys, you know, wanna proceed with that, you know, we can facilitate and get them to the city.
Originally, I had ordered 7 more, and that's how we, that's the total we have now, what, 14 or something?
I think 13 or 14.
Yeah, so, and that was just a number we picked like 3 years ago, because we weren't sure we could even hang them anywhere. And now that we know they can go there, we can always get more, but unfortunately, Tony was our contact, so I have to reach out to him and ask him if it's possible, could we get them for free last time, since there's no budget.
I would imagine that, obviously, a couple more is probably within the scope we did not get into with the city. How many more we could have, didn't get into a discussion on can we expand it or not. My guess would be that, you know, there's room to go from there, but it's gotta be addressed, and probably not until the banners exist. So, but I'll be happy to take that to the city when the time comes.
I'll reach out to Tony then, ask him, see if he has a, see if it's still possible to make some more. Comments. Actually, I don't think I have anything. So, commissioner comments. Go around.
Oh, or start with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start with you.
I'd like to invite all of you to a picnic on July 10th from 1100 to 1500 at the Mariners Park across from the NES Exchange, sponsored by Military Officers Association of America, Sweetwater Chapter, all free. It's a barbecue.
11 a.m.?
July
11th. July 10th.
Yeah,
10th. It's a Wednesday.
10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
I can't
you.
Do it.
Yeah, so, please.
That's the one off of Rosecrans and Nimitz or something?
No,
Rosecrans.
It's the one across from the 32nd Street Exchange, Mariners Park.
Where oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, where the commissary is.
There used to be a softball off here.
Yes.
Oh,
getting so, all of you invited. We're providing
all
the food. Please, yes, just let me know either by phone or email or text to say I'm coming so that we know
and
to
I'm
have enough food.
30 of my family.
You can bring a guest. We have a lot of food, so yes.
July, what was it?
July 10th, Wednesday, 11 to 15 Mariners Park across from 32nd Street Exchange. You know that light?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've got a 11 a.m. meeting that
yes.
Command staff, unfortunately.
Jennifer.
Nothing.
I talked about the last meeting about the veterans mural for the new VA center and health clinic here. Joy, Councilmember Galvez, and Kevin O'Neill, who's actually a developer for the building, invited us out to come out to give our input as to what we would like to see in a mural. And they would like to get different aspects, viewpoints from different folks that come from different wards. So I think it would be great to have different folks. If you guys are able to attend, it's July 8th, library at Joy's office. I think it's at, let me get the time for you guys, at 9 a.m.
Which library?
Chilvis Library.
Okay.
The one right across, sorry, yeah.
This is a mural at?
It's
The new VA Health Center that's going up.
Okay.
For the July 8th?
So they would just like to give.
It's a Monday.
Oh, it's a Monday, that's right, 7th is.
And where will that, where will the center be?
The new center, right over here on the corner of Third and, yeah. Well, kind of like that.
What time?
9.
Yeah, 9 AM. Because what they had so far, they had a bunch of art and what they proposed, but a lot of it didn't reflect the different wars and the diversity of Chula Vista in general, having women who are vets. So I think it'd be good to have everyone's input.
Is that the only day is July 8th?
Correct. I mean, if it doesn't work for some of you folks, what I can do is counter and send them an email and to see if we can arrange it at a later date. But that's what Kevin O'Neill and Councilmember Galvez came up with.
Perhaps just to make an input, whatever your recommendation would be, even if you can attend.
Yeah.
Get some thought of what should be depicted.
Yeah. And I think, and I also told them that during the next following month in August, if they would like to come present that to everyone here, because that's what you guys talked about, is having them come here to present.
That's, I was just going to suggest that it's probably, in addition to being able to give that input, this might be a great opportunity for them to hear it en masse and then basically provide feedback.
Okay, so, I mean, I'll be there at that meeting, and then what I'll advise them to do is if they can attend our August meeting, so they can do a presentation.
So what could I do?
Sound good?
VP?
Yes, two things. One, ask Claudia, how many Veteran of the Year nominations we've received to date?
I've gotten one. And I've gotten two people who've requested the application, and I've sent it to both of them, but I haven't received them back.
Okay.
So.
I know at least two people, but they reside in Benita. They're retired, but does that count?
Do they work in Chula Vista?
They don't, they're retired. They're retired in.
Do they interact with in any way? I mean, because the guidelines, if they do anything significant in Chula Vista.
Benita's own separate city.
Benita's an unincorporated, it's an unincorporated part of the county.
He has interacted, he's taught many years at Palomar High School for at-risk kids. He's part of the Kiwanis Club, I mean, and we do a lot of service projects within this, city limits of Chula Vista.
I would imagine there's no harm in applying, and you guys can decide based upon, like anyone that submits a.
It's not a hard and fast as residency.
Actually, I think it is.
Place of work.
Either work there or live there.
Is it work there, sorry?
Yeah.
Born or something, right?
I would, I mean, I'd have to go grab them, because I do think that the language is pretty specific, but there's no harm in submitting. And based upon what is submitted.
So we have one so far, 30 June is our cutoff.
So we have one and.
I've only gotten one. Two have been acquired, and I sent them, I told them the link, and then I also sent them the app, but they never responded back.
I'll go crazy on social media.
And they didn't, and it didn't bounce back to me, so I'm assuming they got it, you know?
They sent a follow-up email.
Yeah. I sent it to you, and I gave all the information, so I don't know.
All right, last month, we passed a special motion to have, our motion to have a special meeting at Southwestern College. That kind of fell through. So I would like to propose another motion that we look at that for July. I propose we do a special meeting. We have to call it a special meeting for our July meeting at Southwestern College. Patricia to come up with the details on that, and then open that up. What we're trying to do is make this more open to the public.
Accessible.
Accessible, and they don't have to answer the phone, get left up the phone down there and all that sort of stuff. So that's the motion.
Motion on the table, for July meeting at Southwestern College.
Well, it's not really a vote, because it's in that, not an action, so we can do it, and I can just do it as a special meeting. That's it, it's not really an action item. We can't really do it as an action item, because we didn't vote tonight on that, but we can definitely.
It goes in the minutes.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
So I can definitely schedule it for as a special meeting for next month, that's all. It should be fine.
That's a great idea. Is the real, the motive is to find a more accessible venue, and this would be the first of perhaps others that we might evaluate?
Correct.
I mean, the library across the street, they have rooms there for meeting. I mean, there's probably several places.
We can check into that.
Possible.
Yeah, but it's not, they don't have to go to the Southwest. It's just what we discussed last time.
Certain limitation on Southwestern College is a guest coming out would have to do the parking thing out there.
How did it fall through this time, if I can ask?
It was my fault. Claudia sent an email and I missed it.
Oh, I didn't mean it to, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But thanks for that, yeah.
That'll be taken care of next time.
Well, you know, keep your eyes, I think it should be city property, should it not?
So if you're going to establish, if this is no longer the place that you want to have your regular meetings, and the regular meeting should be held on city property.
So we can do a special meeting just.
So if you want, but we've, you know, as I mentioned in past meetings, we can call special meetings. We can schedule our regular meetings, and, you know, there's really, we got to be careful. We can't call our regular meeting location, this room, for instance, and then have 12 meetings a year or 11 meetings a year somewhere else and have 11 special meetings somewhere. But we can certainly have 3 to 4 to 5 special meetings for the purposes of doing that, and just having this be our regular, as long as it kind of follows.
And I think if it's spelled out in the minutes that our objective is to find something a little bit more open to the public.
There's no issue. We want to make sure that wherever the regular, if we call them special meetings, we're allowed to have those. You can find a venue anywhere in the city, as long as, you know, accessibility is key. Does not have to be.
Murphy's Bar.
The only thing I would suggest, if you're trying to make it accessible, if you're changing the location, how do you inform and educate the public about the locale in general? Because if we're saying we're going to hold it at this location, and then folks just don't know about it, what can we do to spread the word?
We can put it on the webpage.
So.
That we are holding a special meeting for July.
There's a process I have to set 72 hours, depending. If it's a special, I only need 24 hours, though,
I would, yeah, I would say we would want to, so if you're looking at July, and once we get the ominous dominus that we go to Southwestern College for July's meeting, that as soon as we get that, we post the agenda and the location change on the website.
Mm-hmm.
We ask the city to put it out via social media that we're having a special, the VAC is having a special meeting at Southwestern College with the address, location, any of the details that we have, and you do it that way, and you go, and then from there on, we go, and we learn as we go, but that's what we would do, and probably, you know, the sooner you can do it, the better.
And a statement that it is open to the public.
It goes to the kiosk in front of City Hall.
Yep.
It goes on their website as well, and it gets sent out to staff and.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is our date for July meeting? I should have asked.
17th, July 17th.
July 17th.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to be out of town that day. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So we have to be August. I apologize.
Okay.
My bad.
Shall we amend the motion?
Can we have more time? It's not a motion. We just say we want to have August.
No. It's just.
So you want to make it still here for July?
You want to keep it here at July then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can keep August. It here. Do it sometime before I die.
All right.
Anything else, sir?
You know what? I'll ask about the library and see what they can come up with.
Okay. To request, can I speak? Because I've requested and reserved rooms at the library.
Oh.
There's a form that you fill out, and there are two dates that you could put in your first priority, second priority, and then you choose either the auditorium, and there are two other rooms out there, and you turn it into the.
Are there conference rooms?
They have conference rooms, yes.
I think if we looked at holding about a dozen people.
So that's all you need to do is you choose two dates and the time, and if it's available, he or she, whoever's working at the desk, will tell you.
The other aspect is we could easily do them downstairs. If the room is available, we could use the community room downstairs.
Yeah.
And basically prop the doors open. We have community meetings in there all the time, and we just basically hold them there. Now, we can't make it right downstairs here, right off the lobby, so there's doors right off the lobby. The only issue with doing that on a regular basis and making that regular is we run afoul of large events that we have no other place to put them. So we can easily accommodate that if necessary. So for instance, in July, if the meeting room is open, and I don't know that it is, we could announce it and agendize it and basically, or announce it, excuse me, and post it, and we could have it open to the public and parking is not an issue.
Do we have to stick to the exact date of Wednesday or could?
It'll always be the third Wednesday unless.
Special meeting, we could.
Oh, a special meeting could be any special.
Would it adjust as necessary?
Yes.
In lieu of the regular meeting?
Okay.
I should think firehouses would have conference rooms, also training rooms.
Not as much as you'd think.
Really?
Yeah. They do their training at Station Four, majority of it, so when they go to in-service training, they go to Station Four, they're off of Rancho Del Rey, in East H. So fire stations, there's minimal public interact, because they're living there, so there's not as much as you'd think.
I think it's a nice opportunity for us to get out to and see the different veteran-specific organizations and locations that we have in the city for us as well. Not only that more people can see us, but we can see more of what our city's offering and how we can support.
That's all I had, sir.
Thank you.
In April, I had mentioned, pardon me, that I'd been invited to become a director of the foundation at the Veterans Home, and that Councilmember McCann had promised two people from this group. I went to a meeting there last week, and he was there, and he was again asked where the second person was, and he indicated he was hoping that Bill would accept that responsibility, and Bill seems willing to do so.
I need something else to do.
As long as you guys aren't acting, because we went down the road, you can't act as individually. You guys can accept it, but it can't be as part of the VAC. We can't mix the VAC and bocce ball, apparently.
Understood.
Gotcha.
So I guess that's it. We found our second person.
Okay. You have a question?
Oh, no, I was raising my hand, so.
Oh, gotcha. Ma'am. Anything else? Do the order?
With the gym.
Made after all. All right. So this concludes our meeting. I'm gonna close it at 6:32 PM.
I so moved.
And now adjourned.